Unlike many European cities, Subotica has a central district that is not dominated by a cathedral or a church, but by a city hall. Because of its location, size, and ornate Hungarian Art Nouveau architecture, the city hall has become a landmark, the center and most iconic symbol of Subotica. It was built between 1908 and 1910, with the interior decoration completed in 1912. It extends over a footprint of nearly 6,000 square meters, with 16,000 square meters of gross floor area. The city hall was designed by Marcel Komor and Dezsa Jakab, prominent Jewish architects from Budapest. They were the best students of Ordon Lechner, the founder of the Hungarian Art Nouveau style in architecture. Some sources state that the opponents of this style called it the Jewish style. It is certain that in 1902, the Hungarian parliament voted to ban the appliance of the style to state-finished buildings. The folklore style of these architects reflects their commitment to the Hungarian national aspirations. The Hungarian and Jewish identities of the architects were clearly expressed here, and especially in the design of the synagogue. The city hall, with its size, composition, and innovations such as electric lighting, central heating, and an elevator, precisely signifies the strength and tendency of growth and development. It was a bridge to the future. During that time, it was a huge and imposing building whose tower was designed to prove the size of the city. After all, Subotica wanted to compete with the capitals, Vienna and Budapest. Subotica was experiencing great economic progress, and the citizens of the time wanted to show their success. In a similar vein, by building the synagogue, the members of the Jewish community wanted to show their presence and importance to the city. The most important values of this building are probably its functionality and modernity, as well as its synthesis of various artistic disciplines, including architecture, painting, and applied arts. But what leaves visitors breathless is its lavish ornamentation.